Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes an eagle flies.
This is a really, really, really important day.
A land with countless dreams.
Of how America is viewed on the world stage.
Happy
Joe Biden in Israel. Finding a couple of other meetings in the region, and that fell apart because the narrative that the Israelis were responsible for bombing a hospital was spread like wildfire. Unbelievable. The president is about to speak in Tel Aviv. And we understand taking some questions, so let's pick this up from Fox News, if you could, Kev.
And forever will not let you ever be alone. Most importantly, I know the recent terrorist assault on the people of this nation has left a deep, deep wound. More than 1,300 innocent Israelis killed, including at least 31 American citizens, by the terrorist group Hamas. Hundreds of young people at a music festival. The festival was for peace, gunned down as they ran for their lives. Scores of innocents, from infants to elderly grandparents, Israelis and Americans, taken hostage. Children slaughtered, babies slaughtered, entire families massacred. Rape, beheadings, bodies burned alive. Hamas committed atrocities that recall the worst ravages of ISIS, unleashing pure, unadulterated evil upon the world. There's no rationalizing it, no excusing it, period. The brutality we saw would have cut deep anywhere in the world, but it cuts deeper here in Israel. October 7th, which was a sacred Jewish holiday, became the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. It has brought to the surface painful memories and scars left by millennia of anti-Semitism and the genocide of the Jewish people. The world watched then. It knew. And the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. To those who are living in limbo, waiting desperately to learn the fate of a loved one, especially to families of the hostages, you're not alone. We're working with partners throughout the region, pursuing every avenue to bring home those who are being held captive by Hamas. I can't speak publicly about all the details, but let me assure you, for me, as the American president, there's no higher priority than the release and safe return of all these hostages. To those who are grieving, a child, a parent, a spouse, a sibling, a friend, I know you feel like there's that black hole in the middle of your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it. The survivor's remorse, the anger, the questions of faith in your soul. Starting at staring at that empty chair, sitting Shiva. The first Sabbath without them. They're the everyday things, the small things that you miss the most. The scent when you open the closet door. The morning coffee you shared together. The bend of his smile, the perfect pitch of her laugh, the giggle of your little boy, the baby. For those who have lost loved ones, this is what I know. They'll never be truly gone. There's something that's never fully lost. Your love for them and their love for you. And I promise you, you'll be walking along some days and say, what would she or he want me to do? You smile when you pass a place that reminds you of them. That's when you know. When a smile comes to your lips before a tear to your eye, that's when you know you're going to fully make it. That's what will give you the fortitude to find light in the darkest hours. When terrorists believe they could bring you down, bend your will, break your resolve. But they never did and they never will. Instead, we saw incredible stories of heroism and courage. Israelis taking care of one another. Neighbors forming watch groups to protect their kibbutz. Opening their homes to shelter survivors. Retired soldiers running into danger once again. Civilian medics flying across rescue missions. And off-duty medics at the music festival caring for the wounded before becoming a victim himself. Volunteers retrieving bodies of the dead so families could bury their loved ones in accordance with Jewish tradition. Reservists leaving behind their families, their honeymoons, their studies abroad, without hesitation, and so much more. The state of Israel was born to be a safe place for the Jewish people of the world. That's why it was born. Long said, if Israel didn't exist, we'd have to invent it. While it may not feel that way today, Israel must again be a safe place for the Jewish people. And I promise you, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that it will be. 75 years ago, just 11 minutes after its founding, President Harry S. Truman and the United States of America became the first nation to recognize Israel. We've stood by your side ever since. We're going to stand by your side now. My administration was in close touch with your leadership from the first moments of this attack. We're going to make sure we have what you need to protect your people, to defend your nation. For decades, we've ensured Israel's qualitative military edge. And later this week, I'm going to ask the United States Congress for an unprecedented support package for Israel's defense. We're going to keep Iron Dome fully supplied so we can continue standing sentinel over Israeli skies, saving Israeli lives. We've moved U.S. military assets to the region, including positioning the USS Ford Carrier Strike Group in the Eastern Mediterranean, with the USS Eisenhower on the way to defer further aggression against Israel and to prevent this conflict from spreading. The world will know that Israel is stronger than ever. And my message to any state or any other hostile actor thinking about attacking Israel remains the same as it was a week ago. Don't. 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 Since this terrorist attack took place, we've seen it described as Israel's 9/11. But for a nation the size of Israel, it was like 15 9/11s. The scale may be different, but I'm sure those horrors have tapped into some kind of primal feeling in Israel, just like it did and felt in the United States. Shock, pain, rage, an all-consuming rage. I understand, and many Americans understand. You can't look at what has happened here to your mothers, your fathers, your grandparents, sons, daughters, children, even babies, and not scream out for justice. Justice must be done. But I caution this: while you feel that rage, don't be consumed by it. After 9/11, we were enraged in the United States. While we sought justice and got justice, we also made mistakes. I'm the first U.S. president to visit Israel in time of war. I've made wartime decisions. I know the choices are never clear or easy for the leadership. There's always cost, but it requires being deliberate. It requires asking very hard questions. It requires clarity about the objectives and an honest assessment about whether the path you're on will achieve those objectives. The vast majority of Palestinians are not Hamas. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Hamas uses innocent families in Gaza as human shields, putting their command centers, their weapons, their communications tunnels in residential areas. Palestinian people are suffering greatly as well. We mourn the loss of innocent Palestinian lives like the entire world. I was outraged and saddened by the enormous loss of life yesterday in a hospital in Gaza. Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza. The United States unequivocally stands for the protection of civilian life during conflict, and I grieve. I truly grieve for the families who were killed or wounded by this tragedy. The people of Gaza need food, water, medicine, shelter. Today I asked the Israeli cabinet, who I met with for some time this morning, to agree to the delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza.
President Joe Biden, this is a live statement from Tel Aviv, Israel. It's about 5:15 p.m. there. And expected to take some questions here. By the way, I think a solid message so far, and delivered pretty well as well. So far, so good. In a very, very important time. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin County, 750 acres of crop and pastureland in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Pfeiffer's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Let's pick up President Joe Biden live from Tel Aviv, Israel, his remarks.
The United States and Israel are not measured solely by the example of power. We're measured by the power of our example. And that's why, as hard as it is, we must keep pursuing peace. We must keep pursuing a path so that Israel and the Palestinian people can both live safely, in security, in dignity, and in peace. For me, that means a two-state solution. We must keep working for Israel's greater integration with its neighbors. These attacks have only strengthened my commitment and determination and my will to get that done. I'm here to tell you the terrorist will not win. Freedom will win. So let me end where I began. Israel, you're not alone. The United States stands with you. I've told the story before, and I'll tell it again, of my first meeting with an Israeli prime minister 50 years ago as a young senator. I was sitting across from Golda Meir at her desk in her office. And she had a guy who later became prime minister, sitting next to me. Just before the 1973 Yom Kippur War. And she flipped the maps up and down, telling me how bad things were and how terrible they were. All of a sudden, she looked at me and she said, would you like a photograph? I looked at her. She got up from her desk and walked out into that hallway. I think it's marble flooring. Walked down the hallway. We walked down, there were a bunch of photographers standing in front of us. We're standing shoulder to shoulder. Without her looking at me, she said to me, knowing I'd hear her, why do you look so worried, Senator Biden? And I said, worried? Like, of course I'm worried. And she looked at me, and she didn't look. She said, we don't worry, Senator. We Israelis have a secret weapon. We have nowhere else to go. Well, today, I say to all of Israel, the United States isn't going anywhere either. We're going to stand with you. We'll walk beside you in those dark days. We'll walk beside you in the good days to come. And they will come. As you say in Hebrew, which I'm not going to attempt to do because I'm such a terrible linguist, I'll say in English, the people of Israel live. The people of Israel live. Israel will be safe, secure, Jewish, and democratic state today, tomorrow, and forever. May God protect all those who work for peace. God save those who are still in harm's way. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, what is your red line that would prompt U.S. military involvement in this war?
Mr. President, your team said you have tough questions.
Huh. Not taking any questions.
Yeah, they were shouting questions at him.
It was expected to take some questions, but he...
And there he goes.
I would say this, though. Everything Joe Biden said was dead on right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was...
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's...
He was reading very well today.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a good message. A comforting message for the Israelis. And I would also say this, though. How he says what he says is troubling. Because I don't watch that and get American strength out of it.
Stating, standing, helpless, hopeless. There was a few of them in there. Yeah, imagine that you're one of his team members. You're on the staff. There has to be, I mean, every word he said there for that entire deal was written on a teleprompter. It's a script. I mean, you're not giving the guy copy points. You're not giving him a few things that we want to make sure we cover. You're literally writing every word for him to read. You gotta have a team of people to do that. And the statement's great. Would you need a script? I wouldn't need a script. Give me that microphone.
Well,
I mean, how hard is it to talk about what's going on there and know it actually?
I'll say this:
it's embarrassing.
You know, when you're in the middle of a hotbed of a situation, this war, and he's on the ground there, that you know, words matter. So you got to be careful. I don't know that I would trust Joe Biden.
I'm just saying, freelance. I know what I'd say. I wouldn't need your script.
Texter wants to know, did Biden see the videos of the innocent Palestinian people cheering as bodies of unarmed people, including women and children, were paraded through Gaza during the criminal ambush?
Yeah.
That these murdering savages perpetrated indiscriminately against innocent people?
He also didn't bring up the $1 billion he gave Hamas. Trump blocked the $6 billion he gave to Iran that they're trying to claw back now. $80 billion equipment to Taliban. I mean, I didn't mention any of that.
This listener says it has to be said that Islam teaches that others, especially Jews, are less than human.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. And the radicals that take the militants that take that to its word. That's who we're dealing with here.
What I would do, what I think is. He said all the right things. Again, I think it's in a time of war, and the world is watching. It's very important he said the right things. So I'm glad he said what he said. I think he said it well. some of the people around him are kind of sending other signals. John Kirby was on Air Force One on the way to Israel and was asked by some media, what's the plan? And he said that President Biden would be asking tough questions of Israel 11 days after the massacre and hostage taking. I don't think the tough questions need to be asked of Israel, do they? So this is what we need to watch for. What we just heard, spot on. I commend the president's words, even if you say, Kevin, they weren't his own and whatever. He conveyed the right message as the president of the United States to the world at a time when Israel is under attack, 100%. If you're Israeli, you can't watch that, see that, hear that, read that, and not say they're with us. But it's this sort of murmuring around him. You know, we got to ask Israel the tough questions here, and you know, measured response, and some of these other things that are coming that worry me. That's where we need to be very, very careful. And by the way, there should be a full-blown investigation of every member of the media that sourced Hamas saying that that missile attack on the hospital was done by the Israelis to be exposed and at a very, very sensitive time like this, labeled as what it is, reckless reporting. Absolutely terrible. You expect some members of Congress to do their thing. I saw that Ilhan Omar said, bombing a hospital is among the gravest of crimes. The IDF reportedly blowing up one of the few places the injured and wounded could seek medical treatment and shelter during a war is horrific. President Biden needs to push for an immediate ceasefire to end the slaughter. The slaughter came from Hamas, Ilhan Omar. The slaughter, to the extent that it happened in the hospital, was a product of a terror group in Gaza.
The squad, Tlaib, Omar, all of them need to call out radical Islam for what it is. You need to call out the terrorists for what they are. Stop, you know, stop sidestepping who's doing the damage here, who's taking the first punch, who's swinging first, and who always swing. You know, enough. And that's why she has no credibility.
Yeah, stop taking the word of terrorists as fact.
Well, Sorry, you lose on that.
How about this tweet from Rashida Tlaib?
Oh, here we go.
Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians, doctors, children, patients, just like that.
No, it doesn't.
This is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate.
Yeah. Where's all the facilitate a ceasefire at the Ukraine talk, too, by the way?
The Israelis have Hamas on tape talking about what happened here. The facts.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Take it from Tim. You're going to love hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
My story is my reward for exercising. I use my hot tub totally for wellness. Vince came over, showed me where to put it, took care of everything. It's just perfect. Every morning, once again, it's being able to use it after you exercise. It's just the energy level. It's wonderful. The thing that I appreciate the most is the valet service. You don't worry about anything. The only thing you have to do is lift the cover and enjoy it.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA News Update. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs, I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Stop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine.
Oh, I'll tell you about my friends at High Road Partners. They're here to help. High Road Partners. They are an independent local brokerage, work with a variety of carriers to provide you the best options for your company. Locally owned and operated benefit strategists. So instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they actually work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Year-round dedicated personal support. Years of knowledge and experience. Did you know you can change your broker at any time regardless of your plan year? And they'll do that work for you. HighRoadPartners.com to find out more. HighRoadPartners.com. I'm sponsor of What's on Your Mind. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. A couple comments from the listeners. By the way, you can call us at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Listener says, he did not say it well, Scott. To me, he did not project strength, comfort, confidence. Imagine President Trump with a similar statement. Yeah, I mean, there's apples and oranges there. I think what he said is going to resonate well. It's going to be well-received by the Israelis, and it is going to project to the world that America stands with Israel. That's what his words said. I did acknowledge that how he delivers it in this sort of really, it's almost like it's a chore for him to get these words out.
A death that could have left hopelessness.
Helpless statement standing.
But he did.
If going too fast. Slow it down.
I mean, I realize we've lowered the bar for him, but it was pretty good. That's all I'll say. Another listener says they attempted a two-state solution multiple times, including at the founding of Israel.
Right.
The Palestinian Authority refused to accept it. One would hope they have softened since 1948, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Another listener says, Scott, is it just me or did Biden look like he has no eyes when he was speaking? Really creepy.
It's because he squints to see the prompter.
Right.
And I think they'd get him some LASIK or something.
And he's squinting to see the prompter. Kevin's right. And so that's why if you're watching on camera, you look like, how can I not see his eyes? Meanwhile, the prompter, by the way, have you seen the prompters? They're like a big screen TV.
Yeah.
It's not like some small little.
He still looks like Jeff Dunham's dummy.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, I want to talk about a little different story of fake news. There was, of course, fake news out of Israel, very dangerous fake news about who was responsible for the hospital bombing. But there's also been some fake news, according to my sources, in the Fargo Forum under the headline, front page story yesterday in the forum, NDGOP rids itself of code of conduct, nearly censures Armstrong. Generally on the front page, you don't see opinion, but this is obviously an opinion column written by Rob Port that our next guest, who is the chair of the Rules Committee of the North Dakota Republican Party, and First Vice Chair John Trandum is questioning the accuracy of, because he was in the meeting, so that helps. By the way, I've read the story, and there are no named sources. There's actual quotes from people, but no named sources in that. So anyway, John Trandum, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so did the NDGOP rid itself of code conduct and nearly censure Congressman Armstrong?
Yeah, well, okay, so on the code of conduct, there was an amendment on the table to remove the code of conduct. And the reason that the people who had proposed the amendment, and it did pass, and the code of conduct was removed, was because it was a completely subjective document that basically left the determination of whether or not whatever conduct it was could be considered misconduct in the eye of the beholder. It was subject to whomever wanted to say, hey, I believe this is a violation of the code of conduct, so we're going to do X. Number two, there was no mechanism to enforce it. So had someone acted poorly in terms of their conduct, there was no mechanism to enforce any code upon anyone. So, you know, it was a kind of an ill-conceived tool in the first place to be used subjectively as a cudgel against people whose behavior you just didn't like. You know, that's the way the liberals do stuff. That's not the way Republicans do stuff. I'm totally in favor of proper conduct among Republicans and everyone for that matter. In addition to that, though, Scott, over the last 2 years that code of conduct has been in place, there's never been an occasion where it was invoked. So if we're going to have tools like that, number one, we need enforcement mechanism. Number two, we need objective standards. And this had neither of those.
Interesting. There was critical comments made about Sandy Sanford, the chair, which Rob Port has this like personal vendetta against Sandy Sanford, which is really hard to read, you know, because it's like you're in the middle of some really pointless squabble, and unfortunately uses the ink of the Fargo Forum to perpetuate this. But it claimed in the story that the meeting was kicked off by what was described by various people, according to the author, who were in the room as shouty, unhinged, scolding, condescending rant from, quote-unquote, controversial party chair Sandy Sanford. Did that happen?
Well, it's very interesting. Again, we're getting back to a subjective assessment by anonymous sources. I will give you an objective assessment by a named source, John Trandum, happy to claim this as my own. I don't know that whoever came up with that description has ever met Sandy Sanford, because I've never seen her unhinged or shouty or scolding. I've never seen that, and I certainly didn't see that at the meeting. She did make comments at the beginning of the meeting and just encouraged people to endeavor to work together, not to feed disinformation or misinformation to media sources, which apparently wasn't heeded, unless... You know, I can't say where Port got his information, but there were only 50, 60 people at the meeting. So if you talk to anyone, it had to be one of those people. So she did come out and say, hey, why are we doing this? Why are we feeding information to the media sources to undermine the work of the Republican Party, that is electing Republicans, over personality conflicts or whatever it may be? So she shared words at the beginning of the meeting, but to describe them as shouty or unhinged or any of the other things that he said, that's just fantasy. That's not accurate. That doesn't reflect what she said. And I've actually had many people contact me after the fact and say, hey, I appreciated her words. I appreciated her temperament. And in terms of the meeting itself, and he spoke to this as well, I've been going to state committee meetings for over 15 years. I don't know if I've ever been at a more mild meeting than this one. Nobody was upset. Nobody was shouting. Nobody was yelling at each other. And I could tell you, we've had that happen before at our state committee meetings. And that didn't happen at this meeting. This was probably one of the best feeling meetings that I've ever been a part of, because people figured out how to work together. And when, we have votes on things, so some things go your way, some things don't. Nobody flew off the handle about it or got upset. So that's just fabricated.
What's behind this? Why is there this constant drumbeat of... and it's one reporter, and I use the term reporter loosely, but one opinion columnist that just keeps pounding away on this. What do you make of why this is happening? What's the agenda here?
It's, you know, it's tough to say. It's tough to say. I love watchdogs, you know, and I believe Rob Port used to be a watchdog where he would take on any issue objectively. He'd bring the facts to light and let people make up their mind. But this is not what that is. So I'm not sure what his motivation is. I wouldn't dare say, but I can say that it's not good for the North Dakota Republican Party. It's not good for North Dakota. It's not good for North Dakota voters or citizens. I don't think it serves any positive purpose whatsoever. So I'd prefer that people be part of the solution. And I do want to comment on the situation with the alleged censure of Kelly Armstrong. That again, totally fabricated. There was no resolution that proposed censuring Kelly Armstrong. That simply did not exist. There was a resolution brought, basically reaffirming marriage and rejecting H.R. 8404, the Respect for Marriage Act. You remember that controversy, you know, it was quite a while ago now. So there was a resolution that was brought by a citizen, was not brought by a district chair. It was presented by a district chair very reluctantly because the district chair recognized that some of the language was inflammatory. That said, there was nothing about a censure in there. So that was brought to the floor. There was language that said, we express disappointment in Kelly Armstrong for supporting H.R. 4404. And I was the first that rose to speak, and I said, there's no way we can pass a resolution attacking our sitting representative in Congress. I said, if you have an issue with Congressman Armstrong, do what I did. Call him. He's readily available to talk about this, and I disagreed with his vote on that as well, and I had that conversation with him directly. That doesn't mean I don't support him. That doesn't mean I want to throw him out. So I sat down, and the next thing that happened was there was a motion from probably objectively one of our most conservative members moving to strike the language referring to Kelly Armstrong. That motion passed unanimously without objection. So the first act on this resolution that was not a censure in the first place was to remove the language mentioning Kelly Armstrong. And then we move forward and determine that the language supporting marriage, one man and one woman, already exists in our platform, and this was superfluous. It was unnecessary, and it was killed. So there's no story here other than to say that after the fact, Rod Slayton, Kelly's chief of staff, came up to me and said, thank you, you guys handled this well. So not sure where the controversy lies, Scott.
Well, I mean, based on what you've told me, what I'm reading is 100% fabrication.
It is 100% fabrication, and it's at best incomplete information because it doesn't mention the fact that the body unanimously removed any negative language or reference to Congressman Armstrong. This is agenda driven opinion journalism, and in my opinion, doesn't belong on any page of the Fargo Forum, let alone the front page.
And are these meetings taped?
This meeting was videotaped. It's not posted on YouTube or anything, but it was recorded. So all of the, you know, we don't have any fear about this because everything is documented and cataloged that happened in that meeting.
Interesting. I want to move off of the ugly, whatever you want to call this, personal vendetta and the back and forth and what's true and what's not, and just talk a little bit about where the North Dakota Republican Party is at today. Obviously, some change in leadership has some people upset, but is that something that's in the rearview mirror? Let's talk about this. What happens going forward with John Trandum after a short timeout?
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? I know this. You can buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free. Sound like an okay lunch to you, Kev?
That works.
Yeah, not bad.
Any BOGO, I'm down on.
Swedish meatballs or sloppy joes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue, 929, lasagna and garlic bread, MP Avenue lasagna, Salisbury steak in Glendon, orange chicken in Euland and on 45th Street, Swedish meatballs in Castleton. That's right. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Check out that new store in Castleton. Boy, is that something. Place is jammed. For breakfast and for lunch. For good reason. Stop in and see them in Castleton, that brand-new location. Soon, a new location coming to Wahpeton as well. They're growing. 11 before the top of the hour, we continue our chat with John Trandum. John is first vice chair of the Republican Committee in North Dakota and the Republican Party in North Dakota. And also chair of the Rules Committee of the Republican Party of North Dakota. Obviously there's a personal vendetta here driving this narrative and some people underneath that are feeding that and using the media as a tool. Setting that aside, is there a big rift in the party? Is there a sense that that's behind us and let's unite and let's go forward? Give me your sense of where the North Dakota Republican Party stands today.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's tough to make that assessment, Scott. If you would have asked me immediately following the meeting last Friday, I would have said, hey, we're in pretty doggone good shape because we demonstrated that we could work well together. We have a varied set of different opinions and ideas about how to move the party forward, and we were able to come together, work together, vote on proposals, some win, some lose, and come out of that with I mean, you know, we had half of the people there folding up chairs and putting away tables and working together and laughing and joking and having a great time. So I would have said no on Friday, but then I saw this story come out, and I don't know, it could be one person that's feeding this information, or it could be zero people, and the information is being totally fabricated out of whole cloth. I don't know. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to be an optimist, Scott, and say, no, I don't think there is a rift. I think there is a person or a few people that may still be upset about the results of the election that happened in June, and I understand that. I've been on the losing end of elections before, and it's tough. But ultimately, I think we're all going to put our heads down and move forward and work to elect Republicans who reflect the values of the Republican Party.
And, you know, you can't, from any objective viewpoint, look at the status of the Republican Party in North Dakota and not say this is a wildly successful entity. Look at the legislature. Look at the statewide office holders. Look at Congress and the three congressional seats. I mean, it's obviously successful in what it's doing. Is there, do you believe, a sort of old guard and new guard?
Well, there always is, and there always has been, and there always will be, because there are those of us, and I mean, I've been at this for 27 years, Scott, so I suppose you could say that I was part of the old guard. So there's, you could say, growing pains. I don't know what it is. There's turnover in leadership. There's turnover in districts and district chairs. But that's not always a bad thing. You know, so whether people have hard feelings about it, I guess that's up to them. It's unfortunate if that's the case. Ultimately, we need to figure out how we can work together to advance our common goals. And 9 out of 10, if not 99 out of 100, of items of discussion, we're going to agree on. And that should be good enough.
Where is their differences? If 9 out of 10 you're in agreement, what is the one sticking point you believe between these factions?
You know, it's hard for me to even quantify that because we do biennially we review the platform of the North Dakota Republican Party, which is printed on the website ndgop.org. Go take a look at it. It is the standard issue boilerplate Republican, you know, rock ribbed platform that you can come up with. It's not controversial. It's not outrageous. And I've presided over the Rules Committee under four different chairs now, and so far we haven't had a single proposed amendment to change our platform. So I can't point to exactly where those differences are. They almost must be procedurally as opposed to ideological, because we've not had any amendments proposed to alter the platform of the Republican Party. And if we can stand together on those planks of the platform, there's no reason that we can't work through, you know, personality conflicts or procedural issues. So I think that's really what it boils down to, is real small ball type of stuff that we can very easily work through. We just need to resign ourselves to doing it.
And you took the meeting as getting to that exact place.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a wonderful, wonderful meeting by all accounts that I've heard, save for this one editorial.
Right, which is unnamed sources, so we really don't know who's...
Right,
who's,
we don't.
Yeah, which is why unnamed sources are really... that's my red flag. In every article I read, you know, if it says people say, and then there is a laundry list of things that they said, but there's no John Trandum said, you know, Sandy
right.
Sanford said, you know, then you know that there are ulterior motives there. And obviously, there's going to be occasions when reporters are going to talk to somebody on background or whatever, but you got to find somebody... It'll go on the record if you're going to actually expect this stuff to be taken seriously. So, where do you go from here?
Well, we just keep on doing what we're doing. We put our heads down. We work towards electing more Republicans. We've got a Republican presidential caucus coming up next year. That's exciting. We're going to have multiple participants in that. Matter of fact, we had a representative from the Trump campaign and also the Burgum campaign at the meeting who said, hey, we want in. We want to be part of this. So we're going to do that. We've got our state endorsing convention coming up April 5th and 6th at the Sanford Health Athletic Complex. We got to keep on getting the grassroots involved. Give them a voice.
Ironically, there's a story in the forum today that says NewsGuard, News and Information Credibility Ratings Organization, gives the Inform a perfect score. Well, they must have missed the day before's paper. Anyway.
Good to finish with a laugh.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And I got a deal for you. All month long at Petrol Serve USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. Cake size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a Petrol Serve USA near you.
Petrol Serve USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bay.